So if it's bales, it's still a haystack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about if, you know, like sometimes you see these things that are rolled up?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, what do you call that?
I don't know. I myself would call it a haystack. I've not heard, I've seen them, but I've not heard anyone call them anything else.
So the shape or the size of it doesn't...
Usually when I think of a haystack, I think of the classic haystack, which, oh, Little Boy Blue fell asleep on, you know, that sort of thing. You know, you got the stick and the sun on it, kind of, it's sort of this fat Christmas tree shape.
Uh-huh, with a kind of stick in the center. Uh-huh. Well, suppose you have a lot of hay, you know, you have several stacks, and you might stick four poles in the ground and pile hay in that. What do you call that?
I don't know. That it sounds like it sounds like a crib.
Uh huh.
But I'm not sure.
Okay. 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 Suppose you first cut the hay. When it's first being cut, I mean before they had all these machines and mm-hmm. everything. What do you call that when you have a little?
You know, the mowing.
Huh?
The mowing.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
What do you call it when you mow and you have a little pile of hay? What do you call that?
I don't
before
know.
It's piled into a haystack.
I don't know.
Okay. What about when the hay's brought into the barn? Often it's kept sometimes kept in the upper part of the barn, up above where the animals are.
In the loft.
In the loft.
Yeah, on the loft.
Okay. Any other names for that up there?
I don't know if any of them.
Okay. What about the barn itself? What does a barn usually consist of? You've got the loft upstairs. You wouldn't call that upstairs, would you? Or would you? I don't know.
Oh, I would think of it as being upstairs if I was trying to describe it to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who had not seen a barn, or to a child, for instance. Mm-hmm. That a child would be familiar with the concept of being upstairs, and I'd say, well, upstairs. Where we have our attic or our second floor, mm-hmm. there's a loft, and that's where the hay is kept, you know. Mm-hmm. That's where you relegate the old horse collars and things like that, or great iron nails on the post, you know.
Right. Well, what else, what are the other parts of the barn?
Well, it all depends.
Let's say your barn, where you are now.
Well, in my place right now, that there's not that much to it, but probably a better example would be, I know a horse barn, better probably than would a cattle barn.
Mm-hmm.
But my barns are kind of nondescript. I don't have a horse, although I thought about getting a horse. Of course, that converted one of the buildings, which I called a barn until I converted it, and it became the hen house. You know, and then the mm-hmm. hen yard
mm-hmm.
Around the hen mm-hmm. house. But like in a horse barn, there would be the individual stalls.
Mm-hmm.
There would be the tack room, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a grooming area.
Mm-hmm.
Many horse barns do not have a grooming area that I,
mm-hmm.
two that I know of fairly well did have grooming areas. One of them even had an indoor, a very small indoor ring
mm-hmm.
that where you could get a horse up to the slow trot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to exhaust my knowledge of barns.
What about a car barn? A cow barn? A cow barn.
Now, this kind of comes out of the woolly mists of conjecture and imagination and
mm-hmm.
what I vaguely remember from the Goshen Plantation barn and things like that. But